Chapter 4. Two Young Men. A few days passed, but Willoughby and Marianne said nothing about their engagement. Eleanor could not understand it. Willoughby visited Barton Cottage every day, and he spent most of his time with Marianne. The two young people were completely happy. Willoughby's love for the beautiful girl and his liking for all her family became stronger as each day passed. One evening, Mrs. Dashwood was talking about her plans to change Barton Cottage. The Dashwoods wanted to build extra rooms in the cottage and decorate it with new paint.
"Oh, do not change anything in the cottage, my dear Mrs. Dashwood," Willoughby cried. "Nothing must be changed. Barton Cottage is perfect."
"But the stairs are too narrow and the fireplace in the kitchen needs to be repaired," Eleanor said with a smile.
"Change nothing in this dear little house," Willoughby repeated. "And never, never change your feelings towards me. We have all been so happy here. Everything must stay the same. Please promise me that nothing will be changed."
Mrs. Dashwood smiled at Willoughby's words, and a few hours later, Willoughby got ready to return to Allenham. "We must call on Lady Middleton tomorrow morning," Mrs. Dashwood told him. "But shall we see you here at dinner tomorrow evening?" Willoughby bowed politely and said that he would be at the cottage at 4 o'clock. The next morning, Mrs. Dashwood, Eleanor, and Margaret went to visit Lady Middleton. Marianne stayed at home. When the ladies returned, Willoughby's yellow curricle, with its two black horses, was outside the cottage. The Dashwoods went inside. Moments later, they were surprised to see Marianne run past them. She was holding a handkerchief to her face, weeping loudly. She ran upstairs to her room. The door of the drawing room was open, and Willoughby was standing by the fireplace. His back was towards them.
"What is the matter with Marianne?" Mrs. Dashwood cried. "Is she ill?"
Willoughby turned around. He looked very unhappy.
"No, Marianne is not ill," he replied. "But I have had some very bad news, and she is upset. Mrs. Smith has given me her orders. I cannot disobey her. She is sending me on business to London. I must go at once."
"But you will not be away for long, I hope," Mrs. Dashwood asked with a smile.
"You are very kind," Willoughby answered. "But I am afraid that I cannot give you an answer. I never visit Mrs. Smith more than once a year. I shall not be returning to Allenham Court for some time."
"But what about your friends here at Barton Cottage? You are welcome to visit us at any time, you know that."
Willoughby could not look at Mrs. Dashwood. His face became very red.
"You are very kind," he said again quietly. "But I have many things to do in London. I cannot promise that I will return soon. I must go now. There is no more to say. I must leave you at once."
Willoughby bowed and left the room quickly. In a few minutes, he was out of the house, in his carriage, and driving away. Mrs. Dashwood and Eleanor looked at each other. They did not know what to think. Had Willoughby and Marianne quarrelled? What about their engagement? Were they engaged at all? Mrs. Dashwood did not want to have a bad opinion of Willoughby. She wanted to believe that there was a very important reason for his strange behaviour. She thought that the young man loved her daughter.
"It cannot be Willoughby's fault that he has to go to London," Mrs. Dashwood said to Eleanor. "Mrs. Smith must have heard about his friendship with Marianne. It has made the old lady angry. Perhaps Willoughby cannot tell his aunt about his engagement to Marianne at this time. Perhaps he thinks that he must leave Devon for a short time. Do you agree with me, Eleanor?"
"I do not know. We cannot be sure, Mama," Eleanor replied.
"Not sure?" Mrs. Dashwood cried. "Have you no feelings, Eleanor? Everyone can see how much Willoughby and Marianne love each other.
I can believe in their love, Eleanor said. But I cannot believe in their engagement. Neither Willoughby nor Marianne have spoken about their engagement. Why not? Why must it be a secret?
I am sure that Mrs. Smith is the problem, Mrs. Dashwood said quickly. Willoughby must be very careful. He is very dependent on his aunt. He will inherit her property when she dies. He was very upset. You saw that, Eleanor. He did not want to leave Marianne.
I am very fond of Willoughby, Mamma. I shall say nothing more against him, Eleanor said. We will know the truth very soon. When Marianne came downstairs for dinner, her eyes were red. She had been weeping. She did not eat, and she did not speak. After a few minutes, she began to cry again, and she soon left the room. That night, Eleanor heard Marianne weeping, and in the morning, Marianne had a bad headache. She had been awake all night. She did not eat any breakfast. Instead, she went for a walk by herself. In the evening, she sang all of Willoughby's favourite songs, and then she began to cry again. She wept for many hours. After a few days, Marianne was a little calmer, but she was still very unhappy. No letters came from Willoughby. Mamma, please ask Marianne about her engagement, Eleanor said to her mother.
No, no, I cannot, Mrs. Dashwood said. Marianne will tell us all about it when she is ready. She is too unhappy to talk about it at the moment.
About a week after Willoughby had left Devon, Marianne agreed to go for a walk with her sisters. When they stepped onto the road outside the cottage, they stopped for a moment. A gentleman was riding his horse towards them.
It is him, Marianne cried. It is Willoughby.
No, this gentleman is not tall enough, Eleanor said. It cannot be Willoughby.
It is Willoughby, it is. I knew that he would come, Marianne said, and she began to run towards the visitor.
But Marianne was disappointed. The visitor was not Willoughby. It was Edward Ferrars.
He is here at last, Eleanor thought.
Edward got off his horse and walked with the girls into Barton Cottage. He was very quiet, and he looked unhappy. He did not look at Eleanor.
Have you come from London, Edward? Marianne asked the young man.
No, I have not come from London, Edward replied. I have been in Devon for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Marianne repeated in surprise. Why have you not come to see us before today?
Edward looked very embarrassed.
I have been staying with friends near Plymouth, he said quietly.
Have you been in Sussex recently? Eleanor asked the young man.
I was at Norland about a month ago, Edward replied.
Dear, dear Norland, Marianne cried. I miss our beautiful home in Sussex. But Barton is beautiful too, is it not? Look at those hills. And over there is Barton Park, surrounded by all its lovely trees.
Barton is certainly in a beautiful part of Devon, Edward replied. But in winter, these roads must be very wet and muddy.
Marianne felt sorry for a man who thought about mud rather than beautiful trees. Eleanor was pleased to see Edward, but she could not understand why he had come. He did not look happy to see her at all. Mrs. Dashwood gave Edward a warm welcome to Barton Cottage and invited him to stay for several days. Edward accepted her invitation and he began to be more cheerful.
What are your plans, Edward? Mrs. Dashwood asked him at dinner. Have you decided on a profession? Will you join the army or the navy? Or will you study law? Will you become a famous soldier, sailor, or lawyer? Your mother has great plans for you, I am sure.
Edward smiled and shook his head. I shall never be a great man, he said, and I do not want to be famous. I am very shy, as you know, and I do not like meeting strangers.
But we are your friends, Edward, Marianne said. You do not need to be shy with us. Do not hide your true feelings from us.
I apologize, said Edward. I know that you are my friends, and I shall try to be more cheerful.
Eleanor was sorry for her friend. He was certainly very unhappy, but she could not understand why. At breakfast the next morning, Marianne saw that Edward was wearing a ring with a lock of hair in it.
You are wearing a new ring, Edward, Marianne said. Is that a lock of your sister's hair inside it?
I thought that Fanny's hair was darker.
Edward answered very quietly. You are right. This is my sister's hair, he said.
But he looked at Eleanor as he spoke. She was sure that the lock of hair was her own. She felt pleased, but she did not say anything. Later that morning, Sir John and Mrs. Jennings came to visit. Mrs. Jennings was very interested to hear that Edward's last name was Ferrers. She was already thinking of jokes about the letter F. She was already thinking of teasing Eleanor about Edward. Edward Ferrers stayed at Barton Cottage for a week. During that time, he became happier, but he said very little. Eleanor believed that his mother was making Edward unhappy, but Mrs. Dashwood had another idea.
Edward, she said as he was leaving, you have nothing to do. That is why you are not happy. You are an educated man. You should have a profession.
I agree, Mrs. Dashwood, Edward said sadly. I would like to be a clergyman, but my family do not believe that this is a good profession. My parents wanted me to be a soldier or a lawyer, but these professions were not right for me. When I was 18, my parents sent me to study in Oxford. However, since then I have done nothing. And I believe that I will never do what I wish to do, the young man added sadly.
Dear Edward, try to be happy, Mrs. Dashwood said. The future may be better than you think.
Edward bowed politely. He thanked Mrs. Dashwood for her kindness. Then he smiled sadly at Eleanor and left Barton Cottage without another word. Marianne had wept when Willoughby went away, but when Edward left, Eleanor did not show her feelings. She sat down at a little table in the sitting room and began to draw. She was busy all day, but she was thinking of Edward. Eleanor was very worried about him. Then she remembered the ring that Edward was wearing. He was wearing a ring with a lock of hair in it, hair which she believed was hers, and she felt much happier.